Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you all for joining us as we continue with our first fruits with Dr. Bernard Johnson and the prayer team. God bless you.
You're saved, you're delivered. No. You need the Holy Ghost. So I'm back again there. You need the Holy Ghost. And when can you receive it? After you have been saved, been delivered, make up your mind, I'm going to live for the Lord, and then want the Holy Ghost more than anything in the whole wide world. You know, want him. They used to be afraid in the old days of going to holiness churches. They said something to get on you. Let me tell you something. You don't have to worry about the Holy Ghost jumping on you if you don't want him. He's a gentleman. In fact, in order to get the Holy Ghost, you got to want him more than anything in the whole wide world. More than anything. You got to want the Holy Ghost. He'll come in your life if you get it cleaned up and you want him in your life and you ask him to come in. Mm-hmm. And to get rid of those things. And Mother Turpentine, you said you couldn't keep him off you with a Coke 45 when you get right with God. He can follow you any place. You can be out of your clothes. He'll follow you. You can be sitting there reading the Bible. All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost will fall on you. You can be in your car. You've been praying and asking God for the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost will fall on you. Let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost is real. He will come in your life. I'll tell you this, and I'm finished. How did I receive it? I went to this little church. I given my heart to Jesus. I went to this little church on Quindaro here in Kansas City. And they were having a revival. They asked for those who'd never been saved to come up, and they came up. Then he asked for those who wanted the Holy Ghost, come on up. And I came up. And that day they didn't mind praying with people. Now these new saints, they so into themselves, they don't want to do nothing. You know, but that day they get around you and pray over you and ask God to fill you. And I was asking him about from the bottom of my heart. I didn't care about what people thought about it. I didn't care about how I looked. I didn't care about messing up clothing. I didn't care about my homies, what they thought about it. See, if you're going to get the Holy Ghost, you can't worry about nothing. Man. Except the mind on the Lord. My mind was on the Lord. I wasn't trying to look handsome. Some people, women try to look cute. You got to forget all about that. You want the Holy Ghost, you got to go for broke. You got to ask him from the bottom of your heart. I was hollering out, fill me, Lord, fill me, Lord. I wasn't caring about how I looked. Wasn't caring about if the Lord was going to knock me out. See, some people don't get the Holy Ghost because they want to dictate to the Holy Ghost how he should fill them. Don't knock me on the floor. See, you'll never get the Holy Ghost because you're trying to tell him how to feel. You ain't ready yet. You want the Holy Ghost, you got to surrender totally to him. Totally to surrender. Totally surrender to the Lord and say, Lord, whatever you want. Here I am, Lord. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. You can get alone after you get off this line and get in your bedroom, wherever you are, and you can be refilled with the Holy Ghost. See, you receive the Holy Ghost one time and get several refillings. That's why I was talking about those different levels. You can be refilled. People have been saved for 30, 40, 50 years, and they want to be refilled. And it's like the first time they got the Holy Ghost when they get refilled. See, but you got to get serious when you ask him to fill you. Fill me, Lord, from your heart, from your mind. Forget about looking handsome and cute. I'm telling you that again because that's the hindrance to most people. You're trying to be too sophisticated. Forget all about that sophistication. Just say, Lord, whatever you want to do, here I am, Lord. I surrender to thee. I surrender to you. Fill me, Lord. Fill me. Fill me, Lord. Well, you know it, the Holy Ghost will fall on you if you've got your temple clean. And a sign of him in your life is he speaks with an unknown tongue. I don't have time to deal with that much, but I'm going to tell you, he can speak to folks. Let me just rationalize with you in the natural. Have you ever heard anybody cuss somebody out? Who was using them? Who was speaking through their tongue? The devil was speaking through them. And using their tongue to curse them out. Why don't you just be fair with the Lord? If you believe that the devil could use them to cuss that woman out or cuss that man out, why don't you be fair with God? who is the maker of all tongues, and the Holy Ghost, maker of all tongues, don't you think he can speak in all tongues if he made them? He can speak. On the day of Pentecost, he spoke in cloven tongues. In other words, he gave them tongues of fire that were so ultra awesome that they spoke in the language all people heard them speaking in their own language. He knows all tongues. He can speak not just French and Swahili and Spanish and everything. He can speak in all tongues. Give him a break. You know, people accept everything except things of God, who is the maker of all things. So tongues are a sign that you have received the Holy Ghost. Don't let nobody try to tell you, put their hand on your chin talking about, follow me, ta-ta-ta-ta, da-da-da-da. That is not of the Lord. Why would you say that, Bernard? Because it says that when he comes, he shall teach you all things, not man. No, he shall teach you all things. The Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, shall teach. He shall teach you all things. They're trying to teach you how to speak in tongues. Don't get involved with it. Let the Holy Ghost speak through you. Amen. I'm finishing today. God bless you. And I want you to know that God will fill you. Get along after you get off the line here today. If I had time, I'd take time and just pray with you for a moment, but we're out of time. But remember that you need the Holy Ghost, and he will speak through you if you allow him. He'll fill you if you get your temple, make up your mind that you don't want to do this and that, and I'm going to live for the Lord, he'll fill you. God bless you, everybody on the prayer line. We love you. All right. I want to ask you, if you have a praise report, I'll take three. I'm going to set four. Take four. All right. If you have a praise report, the line is open to you. Anybody having a praise report, give it right now. I want to go ahead.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson. I thank God for what he's done and for what he yet to do. I thank God for the prayer line this morning. I just thank you, praise God for his goodness. He woke me up. He woke me up on time. I just thank God so much. I just love him so much because he's so good to us. He wakes us up. He cares all day long. He's just a good God by himself. And I just thank you, praise God, this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, he's so good to me. He's so good. I thank God, he's a good God.
Yes. God bless you, Mother Johnson. So touching. God bless you. And we love you and appreciate you so much. I want to give a praise report and thank God for the youth prayer line on last night. Dr. Pfeiffer, you did a wonderful job, and thank you for the teaching on the Holy Ghost for the young people. We got the Holy Ghost when we were young. Mother Johnson, I don't know what age she was when she got the Holy Ghost. She was a teenager, and I was a teenager. And it's wonderful to teach our young people about the Holy Ghost. I believe many of them will get the Holy Ghost while they are teenagers. And thank God for the youth prayer line. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. Anybody else with a praise report? The line is open to you.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, everybody. 816 area code, Charlotte Gray. My praise report, I just want to follow Mother Johnson. I'm just thanking God as well. He is so good. I'm just thanking you, God. I'm thanking you, Lord. Thank you for this teaching, this reminding, emphasis on the Holy Ghost as a comforter, as a keeper. I just thank you. I 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 thank you, God. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you. Whatever you're doing, God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. That's my praise report today. I just thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Sister Charlotte Gray. Bless you. Bless you. All right, we'll take another praise report. Anybody else have a praise report? Jump in there right now. Amen.
This is Sister Johnson in Texas. I give honor to God and to Dr. Johnson and all the saints on the line. I thank God because he has been great, great, great to me. I thank him because on Monday I took my mom to the doctor. She had a good report. I took my husband to the doctor on Tuesday, and he had a good report. I praise God for the saints that are praying. Thank you so much for the prayer that you have given. Even those that would have called me and left a message, I received it, and I thank you very much. I'm just so grateful today for all that God has done for me. I thank God for the Holy Ghost, for it is that being a keeper that has kept me. And I ask you all to continue to pray for me and be blessed in the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you. I want to stop here just for a moment. The Holy Ghost won't leave me alone about this. He said you would pray for them, but you were out of time. He said, I'm the one over time. He said, pray for the people who want to receive the Holy Ghost, for the Holy Ghost. I'm stopping now. Amen. If you want to receive the Holy Ghost said he's available to you if you have decided that you would live for him and you clean up your temple and you surrender to him. Paul asked the people, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, we haven't even heard that there be any Holy Ghost. And he asked them, what baptism were you baptized under? They said, John. And he dealt with that for a moment. And then he laid hands on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. And all of them received the Holy Ghost. Let me ask you, are you ready to receive the Holy Ghost? If so, let me pray with you right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you because you're real. Now, thank you because the Holy Ghost is real. He comes to keep us. He comes to help us in all things. And I praise you for it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, those who are ready to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I pray right now that you would fill them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this day, let it be their day when they receive the fullness of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. And in the spirit realm, Lord, as I lift my hand to thee, let it not be a representative of Bernard Johnson, but let it be a representative now of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, anoint my hand. You anointed that rod with Moses and the whole Red Sea opened up when he pointed that rod toward the sea. God, as I lift my hand, anoint my hand, as I lay hands on every person under the sound of my voice who would desire the presence and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, be done for the glory of God. Receive ye the Holy Ghost.
In the name of Jesus.
God, I see the Holy Ghost. In the spirit realm, I see him falling. Along with the Lord today. Along with him. Fast. You haven't eaten yet? Turn your plate down and fast today. And let the Lord see that he's more important to you than food. Important than the food. And ask him. Tell him, Lord, I want the Holy Ghost. I want the Holy Ghost. And keep asking. Keep praising him. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you for the Holy Ghost. And ask him from the depths of your soul, from your heart. Ask him. Don't worry about looking handsome and pretty and cute. Just ask the Lord. And then totally surrender to him and let him have his way in your soul. And if he'll try to speak to you, to your mouth, open your mouth and let him say what he wants to say. Let him take over in the name of Jesus. And this shall be your day. If you follow these instructions, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do and for what you're doing right now. And thank you for the presence and the anointing of the Holy Ghost on this line right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and praise you.
Yes.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Praise him. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. 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 Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. He can refill you if you just praise
him.
Thank you, Lord. Your heavenly language, do it right now. Thank you. If you got a heavenly language,
thank you, Lord.
By faith, you said in your word was anything what
if we ask anything in your name, that you would do it. And, Lord, we ask you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost to reach out and touch my grandson and my great-grandbaby. Touch him now, Lord, and send the deliverance to him. Oh, God, we ask you to deliver him in the name of Jesus. Pray you, Lord, to get a hold to the little mind and say, oh, God, get a hold to him and work things out for him. Lord, help him to be able to cope with the other children and the school teacher. I ask you to go with him and stand by him, lead him and guide him and protect him. Keep him from all hurt, harm, and danger. Lord, I ask you to please work in their little lives at you, oh, God, that they can overcome in the name of Jesus. Bind the enemy and cast him out. Bind him and send him away. Bind him, Lord, rebuke him right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, bind you. Oh, we come against you with the authorities of God. Oh, with the authorities of God. With the authorities of God. The Spirit of God. And the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hey, loose your curse and come on out of there. Get out and take your hands off of them in the name of Jesus. You're lying, curse, God, bind you and cast you out. Take your hands off now. Take your hands off now. Release their minds in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, release my grandson, I pray thee. We know you can and believe you will. And, Lord, I ask you to do it for him in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we're going to thank you in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Amen and amen. God bless you, bless you.
Thank you, Mother Johnson. And I want somebody to pray for Lamar. Amen, Sister Johnson.
Yes. In your name, oh God, touch. In Jesus' name, Lamar, right now, oh God. Heal him from head to toe. We bind the enemy that comes, oh God, to hinder him. We bind the enemy that comes to use his body, his mind, and his thoughts and take control of him.
Oh, God.
We bind the enemy, oh God, and we ask right now that you will loose him, Lord Jesus, that you will set him free of the wickedness in Jesus' name. We pray for salvation, over his life, oh God. We claim him right now, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for another soul and another soldier in Jesus' name. We thank you, oh God, for blessing him. We ask for a miracle to come forth in his name. We ask for the dry places, oh God, that miracles will be spoken in his life and bring forth a harvest in your mighty name, we pray. We're right now, oh God, wherever he is, we ask that you touch him. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Touch. Jesus, bind the enemy. Bind the enemy. We bring our praise to God for salvation. Hallelujah. Salvation this day. Hallelujah. Come forth. Hallelujah. A harvest for the Lord in Jesus' name. And we thank you right now. And we ask right now, God, that you put a hedge of protection round about him. And let it be done. And let it be so. And let it be sealed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we also pray for Dr. Mary Lacey. Lord, an unspoken request. You know all about it. And I'm asking you, Lord, to send a miracle her way.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
I pray that you lift every heavy burden.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Lord, thank you for the faith that she has. And I pray that you even increase her faith to a new level, Lord, to believe you.
Jesus,
bless her. Above all she can ask.
God, my soul, good.
And
thank
you, Lord. Let her have that miracle, Lord.
Oh, God.
Fix it, Lord. Nobody can fix it like you, Lord. And we pray right now that you give deliverance in the name of Jesus. Let the blessings flow upon her. And Jesus, mighty, I pray and ask it for the glory of God. Thank God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And
thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Now we have time for two more prayer requests. If you got them, the line is open to you.
Dr. Bernard, can I get my prayer request in?
All right, go ahead.
This is,
is Charlotte, 816. I couldn't get it in yesterday before the meeting. I was affected in the layoff and was told yesterday that my last day was for it is Tuesday. So I am praying for a door to be open for me.
You know, I saw that on the news this morning, and I thought of you. I said, I wonder, is this affecting Charlotte? And you just answered that question. Lady Betty, are you there? If you can take time just for a moment, I feel in the Holy Ghost that you to pray for Sister Charlotte. You very seldom say anything, but everything you say, God hears. Would you take time to pray for Sister Charlotte? I'm going to get that second prayer request here, and hopefully you will be on the line. I know you're on the line, and hear me, but unmute yourself. Okay, let me have that other prayer request. Anyone else?
Dolores Washington from Louisiana, area code 225. And I had a call on yesterday from a young man named Marlon. And Marlon was just promoted late last year as a supervisor. And he went on his job on last week. And they told him that he's going to either be fired or he had a choice of resigning. And the reasoning was that someone told them that he had attended a union meeting, which was not true. And I would like for the prayer warriors to stand in agreement with me as I pray for him that justice will prevail and that the hearts of those that's in charge will be placed in God's hand. And even the person that made that inaccurate statement about him being present at a meeting, we're placing that person in God's hands as well. God bless you, prayer warriors.
Bless you. We're going to let you pray in just a moment. I want to thank those who joined us by the blog today. So many thousands, if not a million people who joined us by the blog. And they're about to go off. Amen. Mute that for me, if you will.